Welcome to HockeyWiz Talks Podcast. In this episode of Infamous Contract Disputes, I'll be talking about the contract dispute between Ilya Kovalchuk and the New Jersey Devils. In this podcast, I'll be talking about the infamous contract dispute between Ilya Kovalchuk and the New Jersey Devils. Ilya Kovalchuk was initially a member of the Atlanta Thrashers and was one of the most sought-after players in the league due to his scoring prowess. He was traded to the New Jersey Devils in a significant and controversial trade that took place during the 2009-2010 NHL season. This trade took place on February 4th, 2010, and it involved several key players and draft picks. Here are the key details of the trade. The New Jersey Devils received Ilya Kovalchuk, Anssi Sammela, and a second-round draft pick in 2010, which was later traded to the Chicago Blackhawks. The Atlanta Thrashers received Johnny Oduya, Nicholas Bjerkfors, Patrice Cormier, a first-round pick in 2010, which was used to select Alexander Burmistrov, and a second-round pick in 2010, which was originally from Chicago, used to select Ivan Telegin. The trade was significant because Kovalchuk was the premier goal scorer in the NHL at the time. The trade was seen as a huge risk for the Devils at the time because Kovalchuk was going to be a UFA that summer and was going to demand a rich long-term extension to stay in New Jersey. Ilya Kovalchuk's contract with the New Jersey Devils in 2010 was initially rejected by the NHL due to concerns of salary cap circumvention. The contract was a 17-year deal worth a total of $102 million, which was structured in a way that would have kept the salary cap hit low on average despite the length of the contract. The NHL considered this an attempt to circumvent the salary cap rules. Consequently, the NHL penalized the Devils for trying to circumvent the salary cap with Kovalchuk's original contract. As a result, the Devils surrendered $3 million, a third-round draft pick in the 2011 NHL entry draft, a future first-round pick within the next 4 years. The Devils decided to use their first-round draft picks in 2011 and 2012, and were to surrender their first-round draft pick in 2014. However, on March 6, 2014, the NHL announced it would forgive part of the $3 million fine and grant the Devils the 30th pick in the first round of the 2014 draft. After the rejection of the original contract, Kovalchuk and the New Jersey Devils worked with the NHL to restructure the deal to comply with the league's salary cap regulations. The revived deal was approved by the NHL, and it was a 15-year, $100 million deal. It was still a lengthy and lucrative deal, but met the league's requirements. This situation was notable in the NHL because it raised questions about the legality of long-term contracts and led to discussions about potential changes in the CBA to prevent similar situations in the future. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The final approved contract was a 15-year deal worth approximately $100 million with an annual cap hit of $6.66 million per season. The contract was structured to have a significant impact on the team's salary cap hit for many years. However, Kovalchuk only played for the Devils under this contract until 2013, when he abruptly retired from the NHL. After signing the massive 15-year extension to stay with the Devils, he only played for three more seasons with the club before retiring and returning to Russia to play for SKA St. Petersburg. The pinnacle of Kovalchuk's tenure with the Devils was helping the team reach the Stanley Cup Finals in the 2011-2012 season, where they were ultimately defeated by the Los Angeles Kings. Kovalchuk led the team in points that playoff run with 8 goals and 19 points in 23 playoff games. During his time with the Devils, he was known for his scoring ability and was one of the team's star players. Although his high-scoring seasons were far behind him, Kovalchuk still put up 92 goals, 112 assists, and 201 points in 202 games with New Jersey. Ilya Kovalchuk announced his retirement from the NHL on July 11, 2013. This decision came as a surprise to many, as Kovalchuk was still in the prime of his career and had signed a massive contract with the New Jersey Devils just a few years earlier. Kovalchuk's retirement was significant because he left a substantial amount of money on the table as his contract still had many years remaining. Kovalchuk's retirement from the NHL allowed him to pursue an opportunity in the KHL and several other countries in Europe and Asia. Kovalchuk's retirement had a massive effect on the New Jersey Devils because he was expected to be their franchise cornerstone for a long time. Losing him abruptly sent them into a downward spiral for a couple of years until they were able to draft Nico Hischier and Jack Hughes. Not only were the Devils bad on the ice without Kovalchuk, the Devils were hit with a recapture penalty of $250,000 per season, which they had to pay from the 2013-14 season to the 24-25 season. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. Ilya Kovalchuk's tenure with the New Jersey Devils was controversial to say the least. Although Ilya Kovalchuk as a player was one of the most talented to step on the ice in the history of the Devils franchise, his tenure with the Devils is forever tarnished by how he left the team high and dry when he decided to retire and leave for Russia. In the next podcast, I'll be talking about Bobby Orr's contract dispute with the Boston Bruins.